From the KUT Public Media Studios in Austin, I'm Ben Philpott, and this is State Watch Texas, your inside guide on everything under the dome and how it hits home. The 83rd Texas Legislative Session begins Tuesday, so let's go over a short list of the expected session priorities. First up, budget. The recession and Republican opposition to raising taxes ended with about $15 billion cut from the last budget. Now, state revenues are up, but Governor Rick Perry and other leading Republicans are calling for a constitutional amendment to restrict how quickly the budget can grow.
As a small government conservative, I believe that government growth, if any, should be kept to the bare minimum. We have to remember there is no such thing as extra money, not when it's coming out of the pockets of the taxpayers, right?
Even at Perry's bare minimum, the budget should grow this session. As the state's population grows, more people need more roads, schools, and water. Water actually got a pre-session boost from Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst. In a December speech, Dewhurst said he wants to use the state's Economic Stabilization Fund, known as the Rainy Day Fund, to jumpstart construction of some water management facilities, like reservoirs or cross-state pipelines.
Bring out about $1 billion out of the Rainy Day Fund, set it up in the Water Infrastructure Bank so that we can start helping.
But critics say it's going to take much more than that billion to fund a comprehensive plan that keeps the water flowing amid climate change and population growth. Texas education advocates are also looking for more money this session. The 2011 legislature gave schools about $5 billion less than the state's own per-student funding formulas would have delivered. Advocates hope some of that money is restored this year. But major changes to how the state pays for public schools will probably wait until we get a verdict in an ongoing school finance lawsuit. That's expected in late spring or early summer. Houston Republican Senator Dan Patrick has already proposed a major finance change, funding private school scholarships for low-income families.
We're going to allow businesses to deduct up to 25% of what they would pay in the franchise tax, and that money will go to a nonprofit. By doing this, we are going to give an opportunity to get a scholarship if they so choose to send their child to that private school.
Supporters say this would not be a school voucher, an idea that has failed in the legislature several times over the last decade. Opponents say, whatever you call it, it would divert money away from public schools. This is State Watch Texas. I'm Ben Philpott. This is State Watch Texas. Most of the 2013 session priorities are Republican items. So what about the other side of the aisle? The Democrats are the minority in Texas, so maybe the question should be, what, if anything, can they do this session?
My mantra last session was maintain sense of humor and try to minimize the damage.
Austin Democrat State Representative Elliot Neistat admits it's harder for Democrats to pass bills, but it does depend on the subject. He expects bipartisan support for bills he plans on aging.
In Washington, the majority party has all the committee chairs.
The Texas Tribune's Ross Ramsey.
In Austin, that's not true. I expect about a third of the committee chairs in the House and something like that in the Senate will be Democrats. So they have some place of power.
Democrats have enough votes in the Senate to block legislation, if it comes to that. There are enough House Democrats, 55, to break quorum and shut down the chamber.
I would endorse shutting down government, putting pressure on leadership for a short time in hopes of killing the bad bill or getting leadership to back off of the bill.
House Democrats last used the nuclear option in 2003. That year, they drove to Ardmore, Oklahoma. If there's a return trip, we'll be there to cover it. And I've already checked, Ardmore does have a Starbucks. We'll be back next week with more from the legislature. I'm Ben Philpott, and this is State Watch Texas.